Music can shape or reflect our mood. But what to listen to when life looks particularly bleak? For commentator Chris Sakis, a distinctive type of tune came to the rescue.
I was wallowing. I'd been hurt and I needed some medication. There was nothing in the medicine cabinet for the pain I felt. But then I remembered my mom, how she dealt with her pain, with her divorce. My mother listened to horrifically melodramatic stuff like this.
I've been in love so many times, thought I knew the score. But now you've treated me sort of wrong.
Or this.
Just a thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Oh, honey.
She'd play the 45s until they wore out. Then she'd get new copies. I always wondered why she'd wallow in such musical pain. The divorce was awful. I thought the music just made it worse. But then, recently, I went through a desperately similar situation. I'll spare you and me the details. But the thing is, my relief came from this.
If you let me make love to you, then why can't I touch you?
Yes, a wallowing song. And what's worse, it's from the mid-70s. I found it on a compilation tape I had in my car. For 2 weeks, every time I drove someplace, I listened to it. Now, from one perspective, it's awful, but I think it's a truly amazing number. Ronnie Dyson grabs hold of the melody and never lets go. It sounds like singing this song is the most important thing he'll ever do. I kept hitting rewind.
You're like a frozen flame.
Dyson's pain became my balm. Now I understand my mother's musical choices better. Wallowing songs are morphine. They dull the ache. Happy songs, for some reason, just don't cut it. If you don't believe me, try this next time you get dumped.
Gray skies are gonna clear up, put on a happy face. Wipe off that full of doubt look, slap on a happy grin. And spread sunshine all over the place. Just put on a happy face.
Chris Sakis hosts a radio phone-in talk show in New Jersey.